may be seated. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Ulrich, for leading us in prayer to worship this morning. We're so blessed, and we're so encouraged and blessed when our musicians of our church are led by the Spirit of God. Amen. When they're led by the Spirit of God, great things happen. When it's led by men, situations happen. But when it's led by the Spirit of God, great things happen. And I just want to thank the team for really being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit to move upon their lives. It's great to see you here this morning at New Hope Christian Assembly. If it's the first time you're here, we welcome you here. And I just pray that you're encouraged through the worship. I know it's cold, and there's some people that are taking a day off today because of the weather. I know some people are also on vacation. Some of them went out, and some of them not with us today. So we just ask that God would be with them and allow them to be back into the house of God. We had an awesome time this past week for in Banff. It was a great time. We've learned a lot of the conference that was at, and we just want to pray about this. We want to keep it in our hearts. I know Pastor Allen was there with his wife also, and we want to just keep this in our hearts and allow God to speak to us through this time so we can lead the church into another level. I know that there was also Kim and Larry that were in Banff with us, so we just want to just bless you for that you've been with us. Great time, and spend a time even of refreshing for every one of us in that place. Just this morning, I want to share with you a message called Armed. I do believe that this word armed is extremely important for us, because if you're not armed, you and I are going to lose the battle. You and I are going to lose the battle. So my prayer for 2018 is for you and I as a church to develop a hunger for the Word of God. It's the Word of God that's going to help us overcome situations. It is the Word of God who's going to help us get to the next step in our lives. But unfortunately, as we see as the days pass, the Word of God is less in our daily routines. We like to hear a preacher. We like to take a verse once in a while. We go to the Bible only when there's a situation in our life. But let me tell you something. If you're going to wait for that day to go into the Word of God, you have already lost the battle, because it has to be a daily intake in reading the Word of God and applying the Scriptures to our life. Do you want to win the battle? I want to win the battle. Do you want to win the battle? And if you want to win the battle, the most important thing in our life is to be armed with the Word of God. Because the enemy comes in a way, and he will convince with a lie. And he will lie to you, and he will lie to me, so we can be lost. And as I look around in churches, we forget the most important thing of all is the Word of God. I'm not here to bash any preacher. I'm not here to bash any church. But I can tell you something. I have a hard time listening to some preachers out there when they just talk and blab about stories, and they don't even open the Word of God and speak about God's Word. Where is the generation going today? This generation is not going in the right path the way I see it. Where is that day, that time, that all the church, the believers of God, sought God together in seeking the Word of God and reading the Scriptures day after day? If you don't have the Word of God daily intake in your life, we are going to die. If you're not going to have spiritual, if you're not going to have food every single day, you are going to die. I know I want to share you something this morning. I just thought of it now. My little dog, 15 years, was with us. For the last 5 days, he has not drank water. He has not eaten. Lying on that sofa, and gave his last breath in our home. Why did he die? Because 5 days without water and food. Why are we going to die spiritually if we don't have daily intake of the Word of God? You might not see it on the first day or second day or the third day, but eventually we are going to die. This is my encouragement to you today. It is a very simple message. And I ask God to guide us in a mighty way. Simple, but hard to do. Simple, but hard to do. I think we need to go back sometimes to some basics. Basics. The Word. Applying the Word. Pray and fast. The basics that the Christian should do. We know that when we are hungry, we want to eat. And Jesus said, but he answered, it is written, man must not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And I want to talk to you this morning about getting armed and defeating the lie of the enemy. Being armed and defeating the lie of the enemy. In John 19, verses 17 to 18. Could you put on the slides, please? On the third slide is that. Before that. The one after that. There's missing? Lord, help me. I want to read to you John 19, verse 17 to 18 for a moment. And then you keep that picture up there for a moment. Carrying his own cross, he went out to what is called Skull Place, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. There they crucified him and two others with him on each side, with Jesus in the middle. Now you look at this picture here, it looks Golgotha's skull. Look at it too, it looks like two eyes and a nose and a face right there. And Jesus was on top of that hill, crucified in the middle. There's a significance of that middle for you and I today. Jesus needs to be the center of our life. Jesus needs to be the center of our home. Jesus needs to be the center of the church. Not only that he come to get us away from hell and give us life, but when they placed that crown of thorns on his head, the blood dripped down. Because the number one thing, not only that Jesus came to save us, but he came us to help us to flee us from the negativity of our minds. From the lies that Satan places in our minds. From the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary through his thorns. It just dripped down. It says from the top to the bottom, Jesus came for us. Not just from giving us life, but also in this time as we walk with Christ daily, he helps us to place that truth in our minds and in our lives and in our hearts. Second reading this morning is found in Genesis 3:1-6. We know this very well. The story. But now the serpent was the most cunning of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say, you can't eat from any tree in the garden? The woman said to the serpent, we may eat from fruit of the trees in the garden, but the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you must not eat it or touch it, or you will die. No. You will not die, the serpent said to the woman. In fact, God knows that when you eat, if your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Then the woman saw the tree was good and for food and delightful to look at, and that it was desirable for obtaining wisdom. So she took some of its fruits and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, Lord help us, who was with her, and he ate it. The first thing that the enemy spoken to mankind is the same way he spoke to Jesus, is the same way he spoke to us, is the same way he spoke to mankind today. And he tells us this word, did God really say? He comes in our mind to say, did God really say this? And that's his plan. You know the truth. You have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You read the Bible. You worship the Lord. You hear many services. You went to many services. You heard the word of God being preached. And God, and this enemy comes and says, did God really say it? He comes with this lie and puts it in our mind so we can be persuaded and pushed away. And you will see it happened to Eve in verse 6. She was convinced. She was convinced to a lie. How many of us are being convinced to a lie? And it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good when you're being convinced. So this enemy comes and should convince her to believe God did not really say that. And then we know the result of all this. Sin has entered into this world. And the same thing from us, if you go to verse 6, if it's there. Then the woman saw. See, I look at this as then the woman saw that the tree was good. In another version, it tells you she was convinced. The battle was lost right there at that moment. The battle was not in the garden, not with bombs, not with swords, not with guns. The battle was in the mind. And that's what he does. He goes and he comes to the mind of a person and destroys that person. Satan took humanity capture, not with a weapon, but with a lie. And it is the same thing for you and I today. Satan will always come with a lie. Because you know the Bible tells us, for he is a liar and the father of liars. That's who he is. So we need to be armed. We heard of these sermons many times. We need to be armed and dangerous. And the only way you're going to win and overcome situations and know the will of God in your life is when you're armed. And the only way you're going to lose the battle if the enemy comes and disarms you. And when he disarms you, you will lose the battle. And that's what he's doing to our generation today. That's what he's doing in our churches today. He's coming and disarming the men and women of God from reading the scriptures, from obeying the word of God. And when he disarms you from the truth that God has implanted in your mind, in your heart, he has won. That's his role. He is the father of all lies. Satan disarmed Eve from one of the most powerful weapons is the word of God. And Satan will do the same for you. And Satan will do the same for me. And Satan will do the same thing for the whole church as is. Church, I pray that you hear my heart this morning. I love worship. I love music. I love to dance. I love to move. That is part of me, who I am, because I love worship. I love worshiping the Almighty God. But if you have worship and you don't have a Bible, daily Bible intake, you will lose the battle. You will lose the battle. That is part of it. Worship is something important that every one of us should do to glorify the King of Kings, to worship the Lord. But the Word of God, church, don't forget the Word of God. We need to take it daily in our lives. At times, my boys tell me, you never have time for us because your head is always in the Word. Maybe they're true in one sense. I should take some time even for them. But my encouragement is to take a time daily for spiritual food. Though maybe a verse or two or three or a chapter a day. But take that and apply it into your life. Remember, the enemy will love to convince you to a lie and say those are not important things. No, the word of God is not important. And you can't find no excuses, my brothers. If you can't read, listen to an audio. The Bible can just be reading it, and then someone can read it for you. How did they do it before? They never had these internet stuff and all these CDs with dramatization and all that stuff there. But they still read the word. They still heard it from someone. So if you can't read it, my encouragement is to listen to it and follow. That's what I've done for the beginning of my Christianity. If you don't know my story, my life, I was not a Bible scholar. I never even finished high school. I never even did all that stuff there. I never been even read a book in my life. So when I became a Christian, when I accepted Christ as my personal Savior, I said, oh, Lord, help me now. But I put on this audio and followed, and I read and followed the person I was reading, because I believe the most important thing is the Word of God in my life. That is my food. I need that. To defeat you, to defeat me, and to defeat the church, Satan would need to disarm you. And how will he do that? Removing with a lie to remove the word of God of your life. Oh, pastor, it's not for me, this message. I read the word every single day. Great. But I just want to remind you to continue doing it. Continue doing this. Before the enemy can defeat you, he has to disarm you. And if he can't disarm you, he can't defeat you. And disarm means defeat. Satan will convince you with the lie that the Bible has lots of errors. And you hear people say the Bible has lots of mistakes, lots of errors. That's not true. And Satan implants this in people's minds and says that the Bible has a lot of errors. But in Proverbs 35, 6, every word of God is pure. Every word of God is pure. He's a shield to those who takes refuge in him. Don't add to his words or he will rebuke you and you will be proved a liar. Another thing, he will convince you with another lie that the word of God is not authoritative. But we know that in Psalm 119:89, Lord, your word is forever. It is firmly fixed in heaven. And he comes again with another lie saying, God will not provide, but you and I know, and my God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He will come and convince you with the lie that he's not the God who he is. He's not the God who will provide. He's a God of errors. He's a God who judges. He's a God who is strict with us. And this enemy will do everything in his power to convince you with the word lie so you and I can be away from the truth, from the word of God. And it hurts me that people take the word of God maybe three times a year. And then they wonder why they're having a problem in their life. I'm not telling you that even though if you read the Bible, it's not, you're not going to have any problems or pain or struggles. You will, but in those pains and in those struggles and in those situations in life, you will have the peace of God. He would help us. The Bible is not there, but is in our mind. In our mind. Before he can defeat you, he has to disarm you. Jesus did not only come free from his death and hell, but he came to set our minds free. The battle is not out there, the battle is in our mind. And the mind is a battlefield of God and evil. Before Satan can defeat us, it is that he has to get the word of God out of our minds. Very simple analogy. Very, very simple. If you have this, and this is the word of God, and if you take it every day, by daily intake of your life, and Satan will come and try to remove and convince you with the lie, then you will stand and say, no, my God shall supply all my needs. No, that's a lie from the enemy itself. But if I come, and all of a sudden, I take away the most important thing out of your hand. He is disarmed, and he's a weak prey. He's a weak prey to get into that hole and to be eaten by a lion. The word of God intake is extremely important of our life.
He convinces with a lie. And he has done to many of our friends, many of our families, and many of our children. He has convinced them with the lie. And I can tell you, maybe that some of us here are experiencing one of the worst things of your life. And saying, and maybe your children, maybe your spouse, maybe a friend is saying, that's a lie. The word of God is not true. The word of God is not real. Are you following this baloney? Satan has used that tactic from the beginning of time with Eve. He also used it with Jesus, and he uses it with us. He uses it with us. Jesus was tempted the same way in the mind as he did from Adam and Eve. And remember, Jesus was fasting for 40 days, and after fasting 40 days, Satan comes and says, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. And we know the story of it and the temptation he used. It is written. It is written. And he goes back and says, it is written. He goes, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. And he responded and said, for it is written. And then again he said to him, it is written, do not test the Lord your God. Went back to the word. Jesus was saying, Satan, you've tried and you've done it to Eve. You tried, but you're not going to disarm me. You're not going to trick me into this. I have come from God. I have come in the flesh, the word incarnate. You might have taken mankind captured in the days of Eve. But let me tell you something. I have come to set them free. That's why Jesus came, to set people free from the minds, from the top of the head to all their life. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for doing that for me. It is written. Flee from the lie and give them the truth of the word. Jesus came to rearm us with the word of God. He came us to give us the truth, the word back, so that we can arm ourselves to defeat the lies of the enemy. And many of us are in that trap of a lie. Before he can defeat us, he has to disarm us. If I go to a war and I have a sword and I'm going to go out there and I want to try to fight, but if the enemy comes and disarms me, I will be defeated. And that's what the enemy does. The primary weapon is the word of God. And it's all powerful word of God. For the word of God is alive and exerts power and is sharper than any two-edged sword. And pierces even the dividing soul of soul and spirit. And it joins from the marrow and is able to discern thoughts and intentions of the heart. The word of God has indeed proven itself to be sharper than a two-edged sword. It separates us from the truth, from the lie, by sharply cutting to be quick. The sword comes and divides the truth and the lie. It comes in. Powerful word of God. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3 and 5. My third reading of the day. I want to focus a bit on this today. For though we live in the body, we do not wage war in an unspiritual way. Since the weapons of the warfare are not worldly, but the powerful through, but are powerful through God. For the demolition of strongholds. We demolish arguments and every high-minded thing that is raised up against the knowledge of God, taking every thought captive to obey Christ. Paul is saying this about spiritual warfare. People think that spiritual warfare is just about rebuking the devil. Spiritual warfare is not about rebuking the devil. Spiritual warfare is about submitting yourself unto God. And James 4:7 says, therefore submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. how does he do that? Submitting unto God is submitting to his word. For it we say, it is written, the enemy will flee. When we say it is written, the enemy will flee. When you believe in this truth, when you have it in your heart, when you have it in your minds, and when the enemy attacks you with this you call spiritual warfare, when he comes towards you, you just have to respond and say, it is written. And when we say it is written, Satan has to flee. He won't come. He will try again tomorrow. Actually, we'll try again 10 minutes later. You and I know that. This is what the enemy wants to do to me. This is the enemy wants to do to you. This is what the enemy wants to do to the church. He wants us weak. He wants us to question God. He wants us to question ourselves. He wants us to question the Word of God. He wants us to question that so he would convince us with a lie that it's not true. He wants to disarm the church so we can be defeated. And the enemy has a strategy in our lives. And the enemy is getting our generation today. We can look around. We can look around. We can look at even my children. The enemy will come and lie and place things in the mind of a person. And he has convinced hundreds and thousands of people around this world with the word lie. So he can destroy us. But church, we're stronger than that. Church, my prayer is that we are going to get stronger in the word of God this year more than ever before. We're going to submit to the word of God. We're going to listen to him. We're going to obey to the word of God. The Bible tells us, this book of instruction may not depart from your mouth. You are to recite it day and night, so you may be careful to observe everything written in it. That's where it is. For then you will prosper. To prosper and to succeed in whatever you do, you must have a daily intake of the Word of God. Day and night. And if you don't do that, I encourage you to do it. I encourage you to take a verse, a chapter. If you don't understand it, go to commentaries. If you don't understand it again, go to dictionaries. Try to get the Word of God in you. That's the only way we're going to defeat this enemy, is by taking God's Word daily in our lives. Do you want to be prosperous? Do you want to succeed in your walk? Meditate it day and night. Why? The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of God remains forever and ever. It never vanishes. It never fades. It never falls the trees, the leaves like the leaves that fall off the trees. No, the word of God remains forever and ever. And people around the world are trying to say it is just a novel. It is just a book like itself. But I can tell you something. That Bible is still on those shelves. That Bible is still sold around the world. Because it would never fade away. I don't say that. The Word of God tells us this. So if we know that this world of God, the Word of God remains forever, why not take this Word of God seriously and apply it to your life daily? My friends, my church, my people, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if you don't have the Word of God daily in your life, you will die. But if you have the Word of God in your life daily and you apply the Word of God in your life, let me tell you something, there will be no more room in this church, because when the God speaks to you, when God speaks to you, when God speaks to your life, something will happen into your heart and it will overflow over the community all around that we go, because God spoke to you. Brother Ulrich prayed and said, let that presence just overflow to the community. How do we do that? Is it just by singing? It's part of it. By loving Jesus? But if you love Jesus, if you love God, it's by reading the Word. And when you read the Word, it overflows. And you're defeating the enemy. Don't allow him to come and to take away the most important thing of your life, is the Word of God. Don't allow him. Take that extra effort. Get up in the morning, or get up whatever time you have in the day, and say, I'm going to set aside 5 or 10 minutes a day just reading your Word. Reading God's Word. And when you do that, ask the Holy Spirit just to speak to you at that moment. You will be so impressed and say, wow, does that really say in the Bible? The only hope for mankind is the Word. The only hope for the lost is the Word. The only hope for our youth is the Word. The only hope for our couples in the church is the Word. The only hope for this church is the Word. We need the Word daily in your life. I'm telling you, if you start saying it is written, you will be armed and can defeat the enemy. You will be dangerous to the enemy. If you don't have the Word, you're not dangerous. He knows the Word. You think he's already planning what to do in a couple of minutes from you. Maybe he's even trying to plant things in your mind and say, what is he saying, this pastor? That's a lie. Right now he must be doing that. Your prayers this daily: God, protect my mind. Guard my heart, so I will not be convinced with the lie of the enemy. Lord, protect us. Protect us with the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. That blood that shed on the cross comes and purifies our mind and gives us that truth into our soul, into our heart. That's my prayer. Daily, I go seek the face of God. If you start saying it is written, you will be armed and can defeat the enemy. You will be dangerous to the enemy. You will get your marriage back. You will get your family back. You live in victory. Victorious, I quote, we are living an abundant life that Jesus called us to live. We are not perfect. We have problems. We have pain. We have struggles. But we can be overcomers because we have the peace in our trials. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. Again, I want to read to you something. The weapons we fight with are not wage war in the world does. The weapons we fight, we are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, that we have divine power to demolish strongholds. You cannot demolish strongholds if you don't have the Word of God in your life. You can preach it all you want. You can fight. You can do anything you want. You can do anything that you want. But if you don't have the Word of God, you will not demolish the spiritual darkness. You need that. You need that. They have divine power to demolish strongholds. It is what the weapon is. The weapon that we have is the sword. And that's the Word of God. Be strong, my brothers. Be strong, my sisters. Be strong, my friends. Take a time daily to read the Word and apply it into your life. Putting down strongholds. Demolish. Here it is, verse 5. Arguments. arguments, spiritual speaking. Paul defines strongholds as an argument or high thinking that exalts himself against the knowledge of God. That's what he's talking about. It's in the mind right here. We have these arguments with Satan and say, no, is it true? Did God really say? And we're arguing in our mind and start to doubt. But I heard something this past week, doubt the doubts. He comes and he has this argument. He places and he tells you into your life. He goes to Audrey's mind and starts to tell Audrey this argument and say, did God really say that he's gonna help you overcome it? And you say, yes, he does. But the enemy comes again and he tells you, did God really say he's going to provide for you? And then you have this argument. And no, but we stand firm and say, it is written. That's how you can what? Defeat and demolish spiritual warfare. Look at that. And it will take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. A spear point. You have a spear point. In the Greek word in captive is a spear point. You have the spear point. You have it there. So you go and the enemy comes with his argument with you. And you take it and you have the spear point. And you come and then the next word is obedient. And if I remember well, that a word obedient is under. You come with the word of God, with the spear point, and put it under and remove with the lie of the enemy and start to obey the word of God. And when you and I will do that, you can defeat this enemy, you can defeat these struggles, you can defeat everything you want into your life, because now you have the word of God who will direct you. So you take it and say, no, I cut it and a spear point in it. And I say, here it goes. Now I'm going to argue with you, God. I'm going to argue with you, Satan. But I know something. I'm going to be obedient to the word of God. When you're obedient to the word of God. Oh, nobody likes to be disobedient, because when you're disobedient, I remember that belt. When I disobeyed, it wasn't good. Let me tell you something. It didn't feel good when you get that slap in that face when you disobeyed. When you disobeyed, it didn't feel good when they give you just a little kick. It doesn't feel good when you disobeyed and your mother comes with a broom and swings you. It doesn't feel good. And that's just human. But there's consequences to pay when we disobey. So let's be obedient to the word, because I don't want no, my mother's not here to do that, but I don't want God to come down and go, pow. Here it is, my brothers and sisters. Thoughts will come to our mind daily. Some of us might have those thoughts from a long time. Some are entering some thoughts now as we speak, but it's contrary to the word of God. Paul is telling us that we need to do it if we are armed. We need to take the spear point and listen under so that what the word says and obey it. Any thought that you don't take captive, it will take captive to you. So if you take captive positivity, nothing else can enter. If you take captive negativity, negativity will stay. I'll repeat that here. Any thought that you don't take captive, it will take you captive. Church, as long as you and I are armed, you will not be defeated. We start off good with the new year with a hype. Oh, I want to lose resolution. I want to lose some weight this year. We get this hype and excitement. Oh, you know something? I want to do this. I want to do that. And there's a hype on January 1st and 2nd and 3rd and 4th. We're just so excited to get this. And as the days pass, you see yourself, that hype is no more there. There's no more hype anymore. It just vanishes. But let me tell you something. We don't need hype. We don't need excitement that way. What you and I need is commitment. Commitment to studying God's word. Commitment to prayer. Commitment is seeking the face of God. Commitment to seek the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can move in our homes. It can move in our churches. I want to be armed in various dangers by praying and studying God's word. Commitment is seeking the Spirit of God daily. Commitment in attendance. That's a trap and the lie of the enemy and say, you don't have to go to church today. You can listen online. In my bed, it's comfortable. I guarantee you're not even paying attention. Because I tried that too. Commitment and attendance. I pray and I hope you understand. I'm not coming here with negativity. I'm speaking from my heart. What we're lacking in our churches is commitment. Commitment is seeking the Word of God. Commitment in obeying God's Word. Commitment in prayer. And instead of coming to prayer, we run away from prayer. You're running away from the greatest tool of all. Let me tell you something. If Ulrich goes to work without his hammer, he's going to go home to get that hammer. Because he can't build. He needs that hammer. It is the same thing for us. We need to be committed. If you want to walk with Christ, you need to be committed in reading the Word. You need to be committed in praying. You need to be committed in seeking the presence of God. That's when you and I will experience the power of God. Oh, Lord, I don't experience the power of God. Oh, you know, Pastor, I didn't experience that for a long time. And the question I ask, were you committed in seeking the face of God? Because if you're seeking the face of God, you will experience the power of God. Because he's not a liar. Commitment to the Word. I want to be armed and very dangerous by praying. We can pray dangerous prayer because we are armed with the Word. The only way the enemy can defeat you, if he disarms you. The question, how do we stay armed? It is a daily practice of filling your mind with the Word of God. It is the same thing when you get up in the morning. And the daily practices, some people do this, some people don't. But the daily thing we get up in the morning, you run to get a coffee. It just happens. You get up, you go straight to the coffee. Some people get up, start brushing their teeth. Some people get up, they worship. Some people get up and start yelling at their wife because you snored all night. Some people just, there's a routine. It's a daily thing that you do. Let the Word of God be daily in your life. The same way without thinking once, without thinking twice. The moment you get up and say, that's the first thing I got to do is the Word. Daily practice of filling your mind with the Word of God. And I know there's people in here, we do that. We do that and praise God. But that's why I said it's a simple message for the ones who already do it. But for ones who don't do it, it's pretty hard. I challenge you through the Word to do it daily. You will not defeat the enemy if you don't have the Word of God. This is science. Too many of us have strongholds. What is strongholds? It's a house of thoughts. Something that is contrary of the Word of God. It can experience misconceptions. It can be misconceptions. It can be lies. And that becomes a struggle. In 2018, we're going to take down those strongholds. With the Word of God in Jesus' name. And the Bible will renew our minds. Target, Satan's target is your mind. Satan's weapon is what? Lies. Satan's purpose to make you ignorant of God's will. In your defense, the inspired Word of God. But if you don't have that, he got you. You need the Word of God daily. So as we stand this morning, I want to just pray with you. I just pray that you understood
what God is trying to tell every one of us, including myself. Taking the Word of God daily in your life. As the musicians will come forward, we're going to conclude with a song. We're going to pray. We just ask God just to be with us. At this time, as we're going to sing, before I conclude, reflect and say, you know something? Maybe I should make a little effort this week. Maybe starting tomorrow to read the Word a little bit more. Have this practice daily. So as we're going to sing a song together just to lead us into prayer, examine yourself and ask these questions to yourself. Think of it for a moment. Every eye closed, every head bowed for a moment. Just think of it for a moment, because I believe this is extremely important. The Word of God is important in our life. I would not be here if I didn't have the Word of God. The Word of God is the most important tool in my life as prayer and as worship. Ask this question. Did the enemy convince you with a lie and now you realize that? Say, yes, he had lied to me. Just go back to him and say, as we sing together this song of prayer, you go back to him and say, God, forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. I was convinced with the lie of the enemy. I want the truth back in my heart. Don't allow the enemy to take away this weapon from you. Is the Word of God. The only way you will win. The only way you will win if you stay committed to the Word of God. Into prayer and seeking the face of God. Stay strong. Hold on the Word of God and allow it to be in the daily, daily routine of your life. Don't forget. The only way you will lose if you take away the Word from you. So examine that for a moment. Say, Lord, forgive me if I have not been as committed in reading the Word. And I want to do it today. I want to start over again. So as Brother Oliver can lead us into a worship song, then I'll come back and just pray.